expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live on air with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Every week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experiences. I speak on topics ranging from relationship and the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new healing childhood trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, and authors bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me at blueprintofyoursoul.com. You can check my special on my numerology chart at the moment. It is on special till Friday. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter by downloading one of my chapters of my book, The Blueprint of Your Soul.com. So today, my special guest is Diana Dentinger, and our topic today is the art of living your needs, a secret formula that eliminates all obstacles to your energy and happiness. Diana Dentinger is the creator of Parent by Numbers, a coaching program that uses a secret number formula that solves the mystery of how to understand yourself and your kids. She is a neurobiology therapist, a certified behavior expert, and a mother of 4 children. Over the past 20 years, she has guided hundreds of people through her program in Italy, where she lives and coaches. Her program helps parents to satisfy people, meet their inner needs, and overcome personality conflict in the family. She is now offering her coaching program to the English-speaking world and is editor of a parenting magazine. Now, before we get started, I want to share the call-in number with you all. Today, Diana and I would love to connect with you. We are taking your call at 1-800-930-2819. And you can also go to the Transformation Talk Radio and put your question in the instant feedback. Now, welcome, Diana Dentinger, to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Thanks, Joseph. It is so great to talk to you again. I mean, I don't know if the listeners know, but Joseph and I, we know each other. We met in a marketing mastermind group and actually worked on perfecting our programs. What was that, like last April, May, and in June? And then we met in person in November in an event in San Diego. And everyone at this, 250-person event, I mean, they were just blown away because there were these two numerology experts, if you can imagine, in one room. We're not like common people. There aren't as many people that do, let's say, the profound work that we do. And to find two of us in this big group, I mean, we just really rocked, didn't we?
Well, it was fun. I mean, look, for me, I love numerology. I found it's an easy way to get to know people better, and to understand yourself better, and to understand the situation, circumstance in your life. So it depends on how we take it. From here. Now, I know your numerology is not the same as exactly the same way we do it from a different perspective, but it still gets to the same result at the end. So,
right. Yeah, because I promised Joseph today that I'd share the unique number formula that I use that I studied here as a neurobiology therapist in Europe. And really very few elite therapists have this formula. You know, it's based on the Kabbalah, the 22 paths of the tree of life. And it's just a different way of really looking at just exactly what you do, you know, unblocking why people are stuck in certain behavior dynamics. And really the numbers are only symbols, you know, that describe people's talents and needs. But, you know, I'm a real teacher at heart. So I prepared a guidebook for this talk. And if listeners even wanted to go to my website, that's the www.parentbynumbers.com, then they can opt in real fast and get the guidebook now. It's right there then on the thank you page. The very first PDF that's called Needs and Numbers Guidebook Part 1. We'll sort of be going through that right now, even on the talk. And, you know, I'd suggest everyone to get out a piece of paper and pencil and take notes, because neither Joseph and I are real blah, 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 you know, talkers. We're like real content givers. We are just dedicated to getting people transformed and out of their funk and on to really the life they deserve.
So, Diana, so now from the topic that you chose for us today, so what is the three obstacles to a long-lasting relationships? Is there any obstacle in your own mind that you think about that can help the listeners to avoid?
Yeah, well, I find really the first obstacle to our happiness is that, you know, we're programmed by nature to be imitators. And, you know, all of those years in our life are really looking outside of ourselves for what to do and what to think and how to be. And the problem is that, you know, really even in our adult life, we continue to imitate other people. And, you know, this is a reason really why I changed focus from a career in, you know, corporate training to even becoming a parenting expert, because I've seen hundreds of adults, I mean, if not thousands, you know, in 20 years, that often really don't know what to do. They're imitating someone else's model. You know, sure, it's okay to follow in someone else's footsteps, but in the end, it's sort of impossible because we are all unique beings. And, you know, there are other people that are trying to imitate the latest, you know, guru and his recipe for success and happiness. You know, I like to tell people, you have your own recipe, and you can, you know, buy into the numbers. You can believe in this system. You can, you know, believe in a lot of systems. The idea is really to find the fastest and easiest way to find out your recipe, you know. So, instead of getting tips from like a motivational speaker or just a book, you know, the best thing is to get aligned with yourself. And I mean, that's really what our work is all about. It's, let's say there's a saying, this is sort of a funny thing. There's a saying in Latin, and, you know, being that I live in Italy, we use a lot of Latin sayings, and it is De gustibus non disputandum est, which is a phrase that Julius Caesar used like 2,000 years ago. And it means you don't dispute tastes, to each his own. And it was funny because he was in this an embarrassing situation because he and his officers were in Milan, which is, you know, up in the northern part of Italy by me, at this very important reception. And the host served butter as a condiment. Well, in Rome, butter was used as an ointment, not a condiment for food. So he and his officers were really put off, thinking they were eating with barbarians, you know, instead of classy royalty. So out of embarrassment, Julius Caesar said, you cannot discuss the differences in taste. And it's really the same for us. You know, if you can get past the obstacle of imitating everyone else, then you really use your own recipe. And you feel confident that your recipe tastes good to you. And it doesn't matter if it is good for other people, you know. It's really, I guess, about just like Julius Caesar's, you know, overcoming the embarrassment to be ourselves. It's not the recipe of other people that we can follow. They won't understand. They'll judge us. They'll make us feel wrong. And so, you know, whenever anyone is really, you know, making fun of you, of how you are different than they are, then you just say, De gustibus non disputandum est. I mean, this is a big game changer. Overcome the embarrassment to be you. And that's the very first thing to your happiness and even having more energy. Because people, when you're aligned with yourself, you feel good. And it's all about this, the self-confidence. So, you know, find the easiest, what I say to people, find that recipe, if it's, you know, with our work or with other people's work, to really be connected to who you are so you overcome that embarrassment to be yourself and your better self.
Mm-hmm. So, Diana, before we go on into the break, can you share your contact information if somebody would like to contact you or to speak with you? Where they can get you?
Yeah, sure. You can go to the www.parentbynumbers.com website, or that is info@parentbynumbers.com. And really, after, you know, like I had said, I'm sort of shifting more into the parenting track because I find that I impact more, let's say, the world by starting offering tools to parents who can then raise more conscious children who are more conscious really about their inner talents and inner needs. And we'll talk about
And if you have any, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. And today we have Diana Dentinger with us, and we are taking your call at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Are you struggling through difficult times? Well, during these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and even to our own lives. Well, this is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She will teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042 or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and my guest today is Diana Dentinger. Diana, we were speaking about these three obstacles before our break to long-lasting happiness. So what's the last two obstacles we have?
Say the second obstacle to happiness is that so many people are needy. It's like they're only happy when they get. And, you know, people are trained to celebrate when they get. You know, getting means like receiving. So as a kid, you know, it's always, oh, what did you get for your birthday? And did you get your favorite toy? Did you get good grades at school? And even like adults, you know, they only celebrate when they get a raise. You know, they don't celebrate when they just put their best effort to solve daily problems. And I call it being needy. So when you're needy, that really obstacles. That's an obstacle. Being happy, you know, and then a lot of people with this neediness, they're stuck in a random cycle of happiness and unhappiness. You know, sometimes they're happy when they get, and they're not happy just to be. And we even promote this in our society. You know, we take pictures of our kids opening their birthday presents, and we remember those moments. We make people remember getting. You know, we don't take pictures of our kids when they're like setting the dinner table or studying hard. And, you know, the catch is this, is that we're really like trained, I wouldn't say to obey on command, but, you know, we're trained to put on that happy face and feel happy when we get things. And so when we grow as adults, then, you know, often we're still needy. I mean, do you see people like this, or do the listeners, do they get a sense of what I mean about being needy and just wanting to always get?
You see that often anyway. So, I mean, when you speak with people, and when especially you work with people, you see that neediness in many people. And it's some sort of the way they grew up, you know, depends on how they raise up from the family, from the culture, from the religion. Everything has some toll into that neediness in our society. Unfortunately, it's becoming more and more. You know,
and then I see a lot of families, even in my coaching business, and, you know, a lot of people even nowadays, they're like bored and turned off. And it's such a shame, because they're waiting around for others to give them their vitality or to spark their interest in something or even offer them happiness. And now the dynamics, you know, with every person who's getting, then there's a person who's giving. So what happens is that the giver, really, if you're one of these needy people, then the giver actually has your happiness in his hands, because your happiness is only the effect of the cause of him giving. So, I mean, you know, if there ain't no giver, then you're miserable. And, you know, really, when you depend on getting to be happy, then when you don't get, you're unhappy. And, you know, nowadays, look at so many people that are, you know, depressed nowadays. I mean, you know, we really have to take a hard look at there are so many people that are sad out there. If they could overcome this obstacle and really get out of that sort of, I use strong words, it's a real victim state. You know, they blame other people because they don't have energy, because they have their problems. And, you know, it's important to teach people to overcome this sense of neediness. You know, and then there's other sector of the people that aren't just, let's say, down and out and turned off and sad. There's other people that are probably pretty pissed off, you know, but that's a waste of energy too. They seem more determined, let's say, to overcome things, you know, but there is a way to overcome being together, and that is to switch to giving.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people they do things that sometimes we do it unconsciously, and because it's part of a habit, a part of reality that we always have and we always encounter, but we need to become aware of it in order to stop it. And the moment we become aware of anything, we can fix it. And this is the way I look at it when I do the healing childhood experiences. It's the awareness that makes the whole key. And it's the awareness of what happened. It's what basically the lesson behind it. And to see if that greediness is there, we have to see why seriously we need to be needing to be dependent on other people. We need this, or we need that, or we need an apology, or we need whatever is that neediness. So it is something we kind of both tap into it from an angle or another angle, but it, at least it sound it's very interesting from your perspective.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. At least even this little dialogue we're having, if people can see in their life, I mean, everyday life, where their expectations to receive exceed their expectations to give. You know, it's just the awareness of making it okay where you are now, but then switching into another state. But even the giving state is not necessarily the solution. Because I'd say the third obstacle is that a lot of people will give to others before they give to themselves. So they're thinking that they're in this happy, happy state because, you know, now their mood has changed. They're finding joy in giving. They're opening their hearts. And I mean, that's great, but often it's not balanced. So the third obstacle to overcoming, you know, this is having the habit of first giving to yourself and then to others. But what I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen it too, is that there's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of, I don't deserve this. Oh, you know, I have to put other people before me. Giving themselves. And I mean, there's probably a lot of people, especially, you know, in my group, a lot of really naturally nurturing mothers who are very loving. But at the end of the day, they're wiped out because they are giving so much of themselves without generating, you know, their own energy. And a lot of them complain. A lot of my clients complain that they feel like they're doing that to others. And they're because they really haven't stood in that position of like self-respect and self-giving. Like you said before, there's a lot of beliefs about giving and not thinking about yourself. You know, I just find that, you know, you want to find the balance in it all. You don't want to give everything to everyone else and not to yourself. Nor do you want to, let's say, compensate your unhappiness in a certain area of your life just by giving to yourself. Because then you go into that, you know, the swing of the pendulum to sort of an egoistical kind of behavior. Giving has to come from a genuine space, but really to yourself first, be happy satisfying your needs. Because that's where I really point the numbers to. Be happy satisfying your needs, which means giving to yourself. So you're not needy anymore and dependent on other people. And then you give out of a space that's a lot more mature. And even, you know, when the parenting classes that I do in this art of living the needs, it's all about really training parents how to be a greater example of someone who is a fulfilled person. And then even training and teaching your children to fulfill their own needs. So they're not dependent, so they're not needy, so it's okay to do things for yourself, so it's good to know yourself and not be embarrassed that maybe your needs are different from other people in the family. It's a fun job because it's so transformational, just like what you see with your clients. It's all an inner work. You know, you gotta get connected with who you are. It's very, very rewarding work for us.
Everything is inner work. At the end of the day, it's basically what we can do to assist others. But basically, it's not about assisting others. It's what we can do to assist ourselves, to help ourselves, to to nourish ourselves and to get out from the stuckness where we are stuck for years, and that is not serving us any longer. And this is where, from my work, I know, as I'm sure yours is exactly the same, and it is so much rewarding seeing somebody's life can change instantly, even after a few sessions. I mean, it's like you start seeing the transformation in people, that, and especially if somebody really committed in doing the work that they need to do. Because if there is no commitment, there is nothing eventually in anything we do anyway in life. And once we have that commitment towards ourselves, because we need to stop bending over to please everybody else also, you know. Right. And this is where these things, they have to start bringing the rewards for people that they need to start working. Now, Diane, before we go again to the break, can you remind people how to can reach you?
Yes, I have a parenting program. It's called Parent by Numbers, and I use my secret number formula to help, actually, I would say, to help parents really find that loving connection with their children again, because a lot of parents are in that busy dynamic of their life. They're often arguing. There are personality conflicts in the families. So parents are really looking for that deeper connection and love with their children, what they had when they were younger. And that website is www.parentbynumbers.com. And there's even a PDF file that you can download for this call. Follow on in the second part of the call when we go through the 22 numbers that I use in the secret formula.
Great. So when we come back after the commercial, you can give us a call if you have any question at 1-800-930-2819. And Diane will explore the 22 numbers from her perspective, and I would like to hear her take on that. And so we'll be right back after this short break.
Yeah. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more,
more about Joseph and how to discover the power of Blueprint Numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. If you'd like to connect with me, you can always go to blueprintofyoursoul.com and you can get all the specials that I have on the site, or you can get into my free newsletter. So on Blueprint of Your Soul, blueprintofyoursoul.com. Now, we're going to get back with Diana and from after talking about the obstacles for that's block happiness, I'd like to explore with Diana to talk about the 22 numbers, as she mentioned before we went to the break, about the 22 numbers. Can you explore on the 22 numbers, Diana?
Yeah, sure. So the that I studied, like I was saying, it comes from the psychosomatic illness field, which, you know, you and I are probably, you know, really some of the rarer, let's say, number specialist. You know, you define yourself more as a numerologist. I sort of define myself as a sort of a genealogy needs expert, let's say, because numbers, how we use the 22 numbers is to understand from the past an event in the genealogy that was not. And that unresolved situation in the genealogy will manifest in us as a need. So let's say in the genealogy, if there were, business failed or big economic problems, you know, these people will have an important 4 or a 15 or a 19, which really gives them that drive to want to make money. Because if you don't have a 4 or a 15 or a 19, you know, in your number chart, then you really don't feel driven by that need to make money. So that need to make the money is really only repairing a conflict that wasn't resolved in the genealogy. So that's how we use the interpretation. And then there's the, you know, the predictable psychosomatic illnesses that accompany each of the 22 numbers. And each person has 12 different numbers on their chart. I guess that's a number or a word that you would use more, you know. And what I find is just so interesting about, you know, the numbers that both you and I, you know, use is that there are so many people that want to improve and change, but like they don't know what to change into. You know, and the example I use often is like a teenage girl. So, you know, she gets a call and there's a fun party and she's in front of her door and she doesn't know what to change into. So she starts getting on the phone and calling all her friends and, oh, what are you wearing to the party? And often we're wearing things that don't fit us. They don't fit our personality. And so, really, with the numbers, it is so easy and it's so fast to get down really to what your needs are. What are you going to wear? Who are you going to be today? And then always, you know, really all our life long. And so, the download, if everyone went to the www.parentbynumbers.com site, they could have opted in and got the Art of Living Needs guidebook. And in the first section, I think it's actually like page 6 and 7, I did 4 different stars because the evolution of the numbers is really the evolution of what we live in our daily life. And so I'll go through probably before the break, like say the first 5 numbers, and then we'll do the next after the second break. So First, let me ask everyone to go ahead and, you know, either on the piece of paper or pencil, or if you have something to write on, think about the day of birth of you, your loved ones, and the people you know. That way you start to get a sense of really how these numbers are so correct in the people that you know in their life, and how they're living their life, and what their needs are, what they ask, what they naturally do. So you have an idea of, you know, everyone's birthday, then at least it's easier to apply the number explanation. So number one, which would mean, you know, think about people you know born on day one. Day one is a need to do something new all the time. It's need to play. It's the need to invent. So you can even be a 60-year-old person, but you still have a need to play. And, you know, it's a number that, let's say, doesn't necessarily mature, you know, but it's that need. If something's not playful, or if it's something's not new, then that person is unhappy. So even in parenting classes, you know, that I do, it's the idea of getting in contact with the needs of your loved ones. So if your child is born on day one, maybe they're not a good finisher, but they're a great starter. So really, even working with the numbers on a relationship basis, it's how you appreciate people for who they are, even if they're different than you. Because if you don't have a one, you won't feel that need to always invent and always do something new. You won't have a strong sense of initiative. So even through these explanations that I'll be giving, you know, now, maybe the listeners, you know, you don't have your numbers yet, but you can probably feel by the descriptions if that is one of your numbers. Do you find that, Joseph, that even, you know, people can describe themselves, and then what we do is we just sort of transfer or translate that back to the symbol that's the number.
That's right.
Just to make it easier and faster.
That's right. I mean, most often, like when I speak with people, from the way they're speaking, I know what type of number that person is. And it's like you hear it from the tone, you hear it from their way they, you know, show themselves to the world, the way they act into it. Somehow it's like, because the numbers, I'm completely embraced with the vibration of the numbers. So I can tell immediately from somebody, you probably do the same anyway.
Yeah, it's fun. Even when I was, you know, I was sort of, let's say, embarrassed, getting back to the obstacles, I was embarrassed to tell people when I was doing corporate training that I actually used, you know, people's birthday to understand their inborn talents. But I was doing really important work with team building and getting teams to reach their results, and they were all year-long programs. And people were sort of freaking out, like, how do you know so much about me? And it was some real, you know, with very, you know, loyal clients that know me and trust me, then I did reveal the secret that I use birthdays, but it's not necessarily that I know their birthday. I know the key words that will describe the person. You know, there was this one CEO, and I said, okay, everyone, you know, just define success. Well, when he said, oh, success for me is making the right choices, I mean, it's obvious that he had a six, because a six has, you know, choice issues. And it's very fun, because people get it fast when they get their numbers. They get it fast, and they really do, like you were saying, in a couple sittings, they just change their whole perspective on their life. Okay, so let's get back to number two. If you know someone born on day two, then they are really information hungry. They are people that are the top journalists and the writers, because they have a need really to study. It's a need to study, to gain culture, to have information. It's sort of the know-it-alls, let's say. But if that's the need, then really, you know, they do dedicate a lot of their life to writing and studying. And if you don't have a two, then you don't feel that is for them. And so this is really the evolution, like I said. You know, we're born, we're a kid, and we play. And then we go to school, so we're at number two, and we learn. Moving on to number three, what we learn, then we communicate to other people and we create. So if you know someone born on day 3 or day 30, because then 3 plus 0 would be the 3, they're natural talkers. They are the natural born sales reps because they need to communicate. It's almost... They just need to really communicate. Their lesson is to learn to even nonverbal communication, because I have some of my clients with kids and they say, man, my kid just talks my ear off. You know, and I said, well, don't tell your child to shut up, because if that's a need, you know, think of all of the frustration of us as kids not being understood by parents. And, you know, what I heard, especially with the 3, that parents get so sick of their kids talking all the time that they really do come out with those very phrases like, oh, you know, when are you ever going to shut up? Well, completely blocks, like you're saying, that blocks a child from becoming a natural born speaker. They need confidence. That's the need to talk. So parents, have patience if you have a child born on day 3 or 30 of the month, because they really will. They need to communicate, and you need to promote them just talking and getting things out. And that's what I find a real common thing, because really they are great communicators. You know, think about your child changing the world, communicating on stages, motivating people and inspiring people. So you were born day 4 or day 31. Then you have a need really to be a boss, a leader number. It's the need to own things. So like in the progression of things, we born and we play, we go to school and we study for number 2, we start to communicate and create with a 3, and then 4, we buy a house. 4 is the number that is the most, let's say, materialistic. It's a number that really does have a good relationship with money and matter. And they need to be the leaders. They have pretty good leadership skills if parents, especially since that's sort of my target, can overcome the difficulty of having a child maybe boss them around. So they need to give them leadership skills, which is first following the rules and becoming then an ethical leader.
We can keep talking about those numbers after we come from our break. So stay tuned with Diane Dentinger, and we continue with the numbers of 22 numbers. And we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more more about Joseph and how to discover the power of Blueprint Numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We are back on Transformation Talk Radio with the Joseph Gabby Show. I'd like to apologize today for the line. It's been cutting a little bit. Our call today on Skype through Italy, so somehow it's not going as we want like it to happen. So you can get the information about Diane going through her website, parentbynumbers.com. And if you go to her profile on our website on Transformation Talk Radio, you can have some idea about her. And also you can click on her website straight from our page here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, Diana, so what's the rest of the numbers? We're going to do them in a shorter version, in a sense. I understand people can download your The Art of Living Your Needs guidebook on your website, and so what's it after four vibration? What you have for the five?
Okay, so a five has the need to teach and learn, so it's a real guiding number. So a five would be someone born on day five or even day 23. Like today's the 23rd, and I think I had 10 Facebook friends that had birthdays today, and they were coaches because it's just a real coaching, teaching, learning need. So they're in the right place, if you look at talents. Now, if you're born 6th or the 24th, you have a need for beauty. And I found that, a lot of my clients will be either, fashion designers or architects. It's a real need for beauty or even, art. There's a lot of art appreciation and art museum. Involved in museums and, art, especially in Italy, you can imagine all the art we have over here. If you're born on the 7th or 25th, you have a need for action. And it's a real need for multitaskers. So, a lot of times parents will say, my kid is never sitting still. And I'll say, if they're born on the 7th, it's because they're a multitasker. So just let them, because they're the only ones capable of doing two things at one time. And if you're born on the 8th or the 26th, then you have a need for justice, which is often a difficult number because an 8 will get easily offended because they feel like they're on the defensive. So 8 can be a very balanced number. The idea is finding that state of balance and perfection, which is not finding perfection. It's imagining and just telling yourself that everything is always perfect. And I found a lot of people interested in sort of the holistic medicine, because there's a lot of balance in that. They're either born on the 6th or the 28th. And if you're born on the 9th or the 27th, then your need is really for introspection. There's a need to, spend some time by yourself. there's that need even to give people advice. So I find that a lot of nines are therapists, they're psychologists or psychiatrists. And if you're born on day 10 or day 28, there's a need to move. You know, even just getting up and getting on your bicycle, it's a real need for motion and moving your emotions. And the blockage there would really be maybe someone not capable of expressing their emotions. So a lot of the work, our work, is getting them back into feeling their emotions so they can move their body more, especially when we're talking about the psychosomatic kind of stuff. It's all muscle ache. And if you're born on the 11th or the 29th, then it's the need to master. And I think a lot of the gurus, you know, motivational speakers today, a lot of them have an 11 because they really are masters. They've overcome some of their difficulties and they've found that place of harmony, which is really controlling, let's say, your impulsiveness and not being overly intellectual, but bringing those to harmony. And a lot of my clients with children born on the 11th or the 29th, they'll find that they're a little bit impulsive. And so I always suggest martial arts. Now, if someone's born on the 12th, the need is for perspective and finding different points of view. If you're born on the 13th, your need is for radical change and transformation. On the 14th, your need is to be a mediator and a connector. On the 15th, the need for passion, which is a real deep creativity, profound. I'm born on the 16th, sort of a need for partying and celebrating. On the 17th, it's a need for being sincere and honest. On the 18th, a need for profound sensitivity. On the 19th, it's a need to be protective and to have success. On the 20th, it's a need to meet a desire, a real irresistible desire. And if you're born on the 21st, it's a need for freedom and learning about unconditional love. And if you're born on the 22nd, it's a need to be out of the box, real sort of wild guy, free and easy, packed and light, and going out into the world. Now, just to tell everyone that I am offering a new class. You'll find that on the Parent by Numbers website. And it's a group coaching program where, you know, it's 9 weeks, real intensive transformational program. And that's 9 weeks together where you get your numbers and your family members' numbers. And there's weekly videos and weekly calls, Q&A calls, and lots of guidebooks and a heck of a lot of value. So I want to thank Joseph for having me on the call.
Thank you, Diane, for being on the call and sharing the numbers with our listeners today. And I do urge you to go to the Diana's website. You can go to her page on our website and go straight to her website and download the guidebook. Get in touch with her because I know Diane for a while, and it's. I like what she does, and especially as a parent coming from a parent background, she can make a big difference in the life of our little kids and start to understand them in a better way. So I would like to thank Diana Dentinger for sharing such a great information with us today, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Now, if you'd like to know more about the numbers, I am hosting two events, Consciously Living Your Destiny, one in Vancouver on February 15 to 18, and one in Seattle, Washington, on March 1st to 4. And you're going to learn more also on the numbers. It's hands-on. You're going to learn a lot of things about vibration, about numbers. You can go to my website also for blueprintofyoursoul.com, and you can click on Consciously Living Your Destiny. event, and this is a 4-day event. It is on special at the moment. You can grab on, and these are limited seats. I cannot have more than a certain number, so they are small events because I'd like to teach it in a good perspective for everybody to learn something during those 4-day event. Now, join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, I'm going to be in a retreat in California, so I'm going to have a rerun. I'm going to bring the show for Fialin Crandall that we aired on November 28th. And right the next after me is Elizabeth Coxon, and after me. And have a great week, everyone, and see you next time.
Thanks.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stainis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.